Today's question is about self-esteem, self-acceptance, and self-love. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to us from Lisa, and she says, is there a yoga that helps with self-esteem, self-acceptance, and self-love? I'm 49 years old and have never felt acceptance or approval of myself. Getting older, it gets worse because I feel like everything is going away. So thank you for your question, Lisa. There are a number of yoga classes and meditations that help with self-acceptance, self-esteem, and self-love. And I actually feel like this is one of the greatest gifts of yoga is coming home to yourself and coming to love yourself. And there are blue herons again, making a racket, telling you to love yourself. I can't believe that anybody wouldn't love themselves. So there are a number of yoga classes in the Namaste Yoga lineup that are free on acceptance, and these are great. I think it's, you know, it's been a continual theme for us through Namaste Yoga. So Namaste Yoga 141 is in the, part of the Keeping It Real series, and it's on acceptance. Namaste Yoga 4 was one of my first classes, obviously, since it was number 4. It was on acceptance, so it was an important theme to me. We got a lot of requests for classes on weight loss, and I think you're all perfect just the way you are. So we did a class for yoga for weight acceptance. We also did a class for age acceptance, because I think every age is perfect too. And I did another blog post on self-esteem that I'm going to link to too, because there's a lot of great information on that. This blog post goes through a number of classes on Namaste Yoga and the membership site that are great for self-esteem, since she asked about that. So I would add to this class list, because I forgotten when I put this class list together, Yoga for Posture, which is really a great class about building confidence. And it's on the membership site. It's in the shop. And so those links are in the show notes as well. As far as self-love, one of the greatest tools I have found to foster self-love is metta meditation, or loving kindness meditation. So let's do this together. And just sit in a comfortable position. Let your spine be straight. Draw your ears back over your shoulders. Take a deep breath in. And let it fall out of your mouth. And repeat these words silently to yourself. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe and protected. May I be healthy and strong. May I look after myself joyfully. And you can repeat these words to yourself continuously. Set your timer for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and make this your meditation. We spend a lot of time working with building self-acceptance and self-love in the Mentor with Melissa course. You can check that out on my website. I put a link in the show notes. And there's a whole loving kindness metta meditation retreat available on our membership site as well. It goes over like Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, so 2 days, two nights sort of thing. You can do it anytime you want. If you have time during the week, you can do it during the week. That's the great thing about online stuff. You can make time for it whenever you have it. I also linked to two of the Namaste Yoga classes that have the loving kindness meditation in it in the show notes as well. So this should give you lots of places to start on growing and developing self-acceptance, self-love, and self-esteem. So I would love to hear from you as well. What are your greatest tools for developing self-love, self-esteem, and self-acceptance? You can leave your comments in the comments boxes below. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.